This is via VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A festive atmosphere at the White House today as U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting a signing ceremony for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. As of literally just moments ago, the official ceremony was just getting underway with President Trump welcoming the various dignitaries.
The First Lady and I are honored to welcome to the White House Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and Mrs. Netanyahu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah. And Foreign Minister.
And along with the Foreign Minister of Bahrain and the Foreign Minister of the UAE, they're expected to sign the Abraham Accord on the South Lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that we'll agree to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, President Donald Trump on Monday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in historic West Coast infernos and renewed his unfounded claim that failure to rake forest floors and clear dead timber is mostly to blame. The Democratic candidate for the President of the United States, former Vice President Joe Biden, addressed this yesterday.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous. But you know what is actually threatening our suburbs? Wildfires are burning the suburbs in the West. Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest.
This is VOA News. The European Union does not recognize embattled leader Alexander Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. Josep Borrell, the EU's high representative for foreign affairs, told the European Parliament the August 9th election that returned the veteran strongman to power was fraudulent. The EU has already said it is in the process of preparing sanctions against those responsible for rigging the vote and cracking down on protests. In the meantime, Human Rights Watch has accused Belarusian security forces of detaining thousands of people and torturing hundreds of others in the days after the disputed August 9th election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. A brutal government crackdown shortly after the election resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. At least three people have been killed in the protests. A voter outreach effort by the U.S. Postal Service drew a growing backlash on Monday as election officials in several states warned voters that the embattled agency was providing inaccurate information about how to vote in the November 3rd election. The statements by officials in West Virginia, Maryland, Utah, and Washington State come after a federal judge in Colorado on Saturday ordered the Postal Service to cease delivery of postcards he said contained false or misleading information about how to cast ballots by mail. The postcards in question, mailed nationwide last week, tell voters to request mail ballots at least 15 days before the election. And this would be barely enough time for an official ballot to be mailed in and then returned in time for the election. As a Democrat-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports on Trump political appointees meddling with the government scientific data of COVID-19, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the Health and Human Services Secretary to step down.
Alex Azar has not only failed to push back against these outrageous moves by President Trump, he's been almost entirely silent about the chaos and mismanagement in his own agency.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.